welcome to Women Writing Men, episode 18. Mariah's here.
Hello.
I'm Delaney. In this podcast, we are trying to find the most attractive man in fiction. Mostly, we're just examining how women write men.
We are.
Because...
without any expert opinion.
Yeah, just we like... don't... we're not qualified to do this. So this week we're doing Layla by Colleen Hoover. So this is a book Mariah picked up, and she got like one chapter in and was like, this is such a good podcast book. And I wasn't sure about it for like, you know, like half the book. And then like the end hit and I was like, oh, okay, this is definitely a podcast book.
Yes. I'm really excited for this one. I was like, when's she going to finish reading this?
Yeah, like, you were like texting me. Like normally yeah. You're just like, whatever.
Whatever.
But you were like, have you finished Layla?
And I don't think I've done that once.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's been like 3 weeks and you're like, hello. Yeah, so reigning champion right now in our ranking of men is Pierrot from Lonely Hearts Hotel.
So our man today is trying to see, we're going to see if he can unseat him.
Yep.
Pierrot is a very high standard.
He is.
Let's just say that.
He's very romantic, very sweet. Mariah, do you want to give a short summary of the book? We've said we're going to try really hard not to spoil the ending of this because it had both of us like pretty amazed.
Yes. Okay, so this book is about a couple whose names are Leeds and
Layla.
All right. I really didn't know what her name
you
was.
You really didn't know? It's the title of the book.
That's why I sent it to you, because I was like, I know the boy's name is Leeds. So bad.
We have the book here. It's like sitting in front of her.
Okay, so Layla and Leeds, they meet and it's like this epic romance and they fall in love. And then things just take a turn. So there's like an accident, we'll get to it. And Layla's just not herself. So Leeds decides to take her back to where they first met as like a way to rekindle their romance, get her back on track. And stuff goes down.
And stuff goes down. Yeah, time to take.
Everyone silence your cell phones before beginning podcasting.
So, yeah, we open. The first bit is Leeds is putting duct tape over Layla's mouth.
Yeah.
He has her tied to the bed. And he's talking to, like, a person who's kind of like a detective downstairs.
Yes.
So his name is Leeds Gabriel. He, like, is telling this detective about how he met Layla, which seems like a weird thing to be telling to a detective when you have her upstairs.
Tied to the bed.
Yeah. And so they met at this bed and breakfast. He's a bass guitarist. It was at Layla's sister Aspen's wedding. I'm telling you Aspen's name because she is relevant.
Yes.
She is a character.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was a bass guitarist and she was dancing really badly. He hates the band that he was playing with and he gets off stage and then they hang out and fall in love.
Yes. So I didn't actually start writing notes because I was reading this on the bus and I was kind of just like engaged more so in the beginning of this book than normal. So my only comment for the first like three chapters was, this was the sexiest sex we've had so far. Because they have a one night, well, I guess they have a more than one night stand, but it's like thought to be a
white night standish. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I was like, whoa, this was actually attractive.
Like, yeah. And this then, didn't turn me off.
No.
And I was like, this is kind of a cute meet cute.
Yeah.
The way they're meeting.
Yeah.
At this wedding.
Yeah.
I was like, first impression, I don't hate him.
No. And he was like, So Aspen gives Layla an aspirin, but he thinks it's drugs. And
yeah.
He's just like so high on her. And he's like, what did she give me? Like, I'm tripping.
I'm so into this girl. Like, this is insane. I have to be on drugs.
And she's like, it was aspirin. Like, it was just that I wouldn't be hungover tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of sweet. It was just like, the meeting was sweet.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that we also know pre that, that he's now tied her to the bed. So I'm like, where's this going?
Yeah. Yeah. So they go in the pool together before the one night stand, they go in the pool and they kiss at the bottom of the pool. And that's when he still like thinks he's tripping.
Yeah.
Also, okay, very weird note. So they're at a bed and breakfast that is at the geographical center of
the United States.
The United States. Did you know that at one point they used to cut out the United States and like balance it on a pin? And that was how they would determine the geographical center.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, I might cut that. Yeah, so he plays her a song on the grand piano inside, which mm-hmm. I was like, aren't there guests here? And isn't it like 2 a.m.? Like,
I just assumed it was a small enough bed and breakfast. It was kind of like only the wedding was at the bed and breakfast.
Okay, so they wouldn't have cared
if yeah.
someone was playing the piano at like 2 a.m.?
That's what I figured. Because I mean, I know people who
drunk.
Like do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who like rent a whole hotel yeah. kind of thing for a wedding. So I didn't catch it as an odd thing.
Okay. Yeah, so she suggests that he quit the band, and she has just quit her job.
How old are they? Is it mentioned ever? I feel like she's like early 20s, and he'd be like later 20s.
Yeah.
This is my
probably.
Guess.
I don't think they ever mention it.
Okay. This is just the vibes I feel.
Yeah. I have my worst line is like...
Right away.
Right away. It was when he was... She was like... I didn't write the context, but they were having sex. And she was like, do you like this world best because I'm in it? And he's like, no, I like this one best because I'm in you. Yeah.
I vaguely recall that.
Yeah. So yeah, they decide to stay at the bed and breakfast for another night after this mind-blowing sex and encounter that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quits the band. Like,
she's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yep. There's a lot of, there's switching back and forth between what's happening and then to the detective and what's like currently happening.
Yeah.
So he takes the duct tape off Layla, and I put at this point, I'm guessing she's possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just is kind of the logical reason why you keep a girl tied up in your bed.
Yeah, because coupled with two, it's not like he was like malicious.
No.
He was like, I love you.
He's like, I'm so sorry I have to do this to you.
Yes.
Yeah. It just had like that vibe.
Yeah.
So the detective is wearing a Jiffy Lube shirt that says Randall.
I didn't catch that till later.
And so I caught it. I was like, that's weird. But I thought it was like an undercover thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes and checks on Layla, and then he continues his story about how after they stayed in the bed and breakfast, she came with him to Nashville, where he lived, and they just like never parted ways.
Yeah.
Until Sable happened. Yeah, so he skips some shows and then he ends up joining the band again.
Yes.
The band that he hates. But he's super in love with Layla and they move in together. And I wrote, he's hot, apparently. I think Layla describes him as hot.
Well, it says, I wrote, I was like, what? Oh, it says his age. He's 25.
Oh.
I wrote that down. I wrote that. She describes him as sexy and hot and that he looks like a male model.
Yep.
And I wrote to myself, like a note to self, I was more attracted to how he was described in the first couple of chapters than most of the guys that I've read so far. Like, he sounded great.
It's also, it's first person from his perspective,
it is.
Which
That's
is
the
interesting.
First time we've read that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. First person from the guy's perspective.
Yeah, I guess Callum from Knots and Crosses
yeah.
was first person in his chapters.
Yeah.
But was it? Was it? Or was it just, like, from his point
person.
Of view and then her point of view? I don't remember.
I can't remember either. It's somewhere in this room.
It is.
So then Sable happens. Sable is his ex-girlfriend, who
crazy.
Is crazy. Mm-hmm. And she just comes up to their house and shoots Layla.
Yes, and then shoots him.
Yeah.
I was confused about that. I didn't realize he was shot, too, until, like...
Way later?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was because Layla made an Instagram post.
He did.
He
made a
one.
Post of him and Layla.
Yeah. And then Sable got jealous because she has, like, a fan club for him and, like, she was very into him.
Yes.
And then he broke it off with her because he didn't really like her.
Yeah. And then she goes and shoots Layla.
Yep.
And then shoots him.
Yep. Yeah, so then it flashes back to the detective, and Sable wasn't arrested, they say.
No.
Because we haven't, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they just, it's clear that she hasn't been arrested, but it's not clear, is she on the loose?
Is she...
Or was she just not charged? Like what's
what happened? Yeah. Yeah. And then he says that Willow will stop Layla if Layla tries to run.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we...
Yes, because it is, it's told to, like, in the little synopsis thingy, or the, what is that thing? I always forget what that thing is called. The blurb, the synopsis.
I call it the blurb.
The blurb. It says that there's, like, another guest at the inn.
Yeah, okay.
And the other guest is, like, worried about Layla, too, and, like, trying to help him sort things out.
Mm.
And so this is that. That is Willow.
Yeah. I'm wondering, so you started taking notes around chapter 4?
Yeah.
Okay, because the first thing I have written in chapter 4 is he ate her hair. Did you write anything about that?
No. But I remember him doing it and thinking, I remember and him thinking to himself, am I crazy?
It's, yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's kind of a weird thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I was playing a game with one of my friends. It was like, would, if you had to eat someone's part, a part of their body, what part would you eat?
Did you choose hair?
Yeah, but like, not as like a, ooh,
I really want to do it.
Like a, this is the best option because it's either that or cannibalism.
Maybe he was like, I can't get away with cannibalism. So, yeah, he bought her an engagement ring.
While she was in the hospital. Because she's in the hospital recovering. He recovered quite well.
From being
shot. Yeah. We don't know where he was. Like, I feel like his must have not been as serious. Wasn't Layla shot in the head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his was, like...
shoulder?
Something like that. Because at one point, they touch it. Mm. I don't... Okay.
But anyways, he's, like, been freaking out. And he, like, this... her almost dying has made him be like, wow.
She's the one. I really love her. Yeah.
She can't get... I can't let her get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he ties her to the bed.
Can't let her get away. So... he ended up getting a little bit famous from this whole incident. Like, that was kind of like, he gained a lot of followers that way.
Yeah, and he'd also, with Layla, started writing his own music because he was good at writing music. So she was like, do that. And he had released a couple songs and he had gotten like a little bit Instagram, like a little bit of follow. I mean, I thought it was kind of funny. I was like, when was this book written? Because it was like, I got a couple thousand followers. And I was like, that's definitely not Instagram famous anymore. Like, my friends
have
a couple thousand followers. Your dad has
I know. 16,000. I was going to bring that up, but then I was like, oh, God. Don't worry about my dad and his followers. They aren't all bots.
Like, your dad has 16,000 followers, and he is not Instagram. And Leeds has, like, 3,000, and is like, woo-hoo-hoo! Making it big in Nashville.
My brother's girlfriend was like, does your dad know that he has 16,000 followers? And I was like, no, he knows they're all bots. And like, he was like, yeah, I only post anything for my buddy Kevin. He's the only one. So, yeah, even though my dad has a lot of followers, it's only for, all his posts are only for Kevin or whoever it is. Yeah, that was an aside. So yeah, I wrote, Layla is now anxious and bad. Like, she is not doing well after the incident.
Yes.
She has panic attacks and, like, slight brain damage. And...
like, memory loss problems.
Yeah.
She's not in a very good place.
Yeah. And so he decides to rent the bed and breakfast where they met and fell in love so that they can reconnect.
Yes.
They bang in gas station bathroom.
Yeah, I wrote some stuff about this. 'Cause, like...
how much?
It's all I wrote about in chapter 4 because I was like, Leeds. Okay, so like they're heading to the Airbnb on an airplane. She had just had a panic attack and now she like wants to get down and dirty in the bathroom. And he's like, he has this moment where he's like, I feel like if I have sex with her, I'm like using her in her pain. So he doesn't. And then she gets really down. So then he's like, I know. In the bathroom at the gas station, I'll make it up to her.
Yeah, it's like,
and I was just like, this is one of those things where I'm like, I feel like if a girl initiates sex with you, just do it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. A lot of his choices with with having sex, I was like,
He gets much weirder, okay?
Yeah.
But, like, that moment, I was like, just have sex with her.
Like, I think that the airplane?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I felt like that was a bit...
That's weird. Not a, to me, but maybe that's just because, like, bathrooms of gas stations are disgusting.
Yes.
Like, the airplane bathroom is not as gross.
Okay, that you're right. Airplane bathroom is preferable, but, like, I don't know. Panic attack girlfriend, not as hot.
Yeah, but she wants to be comforted by your dick.
Never mind. Yeah, you're right, Mariah.
She's like, let me forget about this for a second.
Okay, I'm not.
That was my opinion.
Okay.
And I also just, like, in the general scheme of all of that, he's, like, way too concerned about her. Like, he's, like, little girl. He, like, treats her like a baby.
Yeah, he does a little. He does. He has been babying her.
And he's like, I think it might be a problem. Yeah, it is. He's like, no wonder she's not getting better. She doesn't go to therapy, which she definitely should.
Yeah.
And you are just letting her live in pain.
Yeah.
Like, you're not letting her move through it.
Yeah. So, yeah, they get back to the B&B and Layla gets bad vibes.
She doesn't want to go in, right?
She's not into it. Yeah. And he's planning to, like, work on an album. And she, like, punches a mirror at this point.
Yes. At this point, I was like, oh, definitely possessed.
Yeah, for sure. Like, no one who's not possessed punches mirrors.
And, like, that moment of her walking in, I'm like, okay, the thing has, like, now entered her.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. Or at the very least, like, she's, like, having, like, some very huge sensitivity to whatever is in this B&B. So then he, like, starts making soup. And ends up going upstairs to see her, and he, like, leaves a rag on the stove, and it catches on fire. And so then he comes downstairs, and the rag that was on fire is now in the sink, and the soup, there's soup everywhere.
And didn't, like, wasn't the oven turned off, too? Like, yeah. Like, a bunch of weird stuff.
Yeah, like, so it's like, oh my god, possession, but, like, a weird kind of possession where the ghost is like,
uh-oh, don't let the house burn down.
Yeah, which admittedly could still be malicious possession, but, like, I don't know, you usually imagine ghosts starting fires as opposed to, like, making sure they don't start. I think I skipped something here because I go 5 to 7.
So I have stuff from chapter 6.
Okay.
Well, chapter 6 is the gut where the fire happened.
Oh, okay.
And then the other thing that I wrote, because, like, he blames himself, too, so desperately for Layla being shot. It's like, it's totally my fault. It's because of me. I'm like, it's not. What were you going to do? Keep her locked inside all her life because you had an ex-girlfriend that was a little bit crazy?
Yeah. Keep her tied to the bed.
That's why Sable's still on the loose. He's worried she's coming back for more. It was just, like, so much of him being like, I'm to blame. Like, no, you're not. And I don't even think Layla thinks you are.
Yeah.
So that bothered me. And then the fire. And I said, is Willow a ghost? That's what I said. Because they said, okay, I mean, it felt pretty obvious because you know there's a guest at the inn. Mm-hmm. You know that no one else is at the bed and breakfast because that has been established, which we did not mention to you all, but it was established that just B&B
is empty. Yeah.
The owner is gone. It's just the two of them.
Yeah.
But the blurb says there's another guest. So then I was like, okay, clearly the other guest
is Willow. Yeah.
And she is not alive.
Yes. So chapter 7, I just have Layla eats pasta and then in brackets possessed. And then I have Layla looks at body in brackets possessed. Because she's like doing things where you're like, yep, she's possessed during these. It's just very obvious. Yeah.
No secrets there.
Yeah.
What else do I have in chapter 7?
Oh, and then his laptop slams on his fingies.
Yeah. Okay, and I just wrote, okay, it's definitely a ghost.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he leave? And they have this thing where he, like, explains why he won't leave.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I've always wondered why people in the movies don't leave when they discover there's a ghost in the house. But now I get it.
And it's like, okay.
I don't get it, sir.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I wrote why he says he didn't leave. It says because he felt numb inside, so this was like gonna make him feel something.
That's a sign he's healthy and doing well.
Yeah, I wrote he needs to go to therapy. He also said he thinks he's depressed because nothing in life excites him anymore. This poor couple.
No, they are not okay.
No. And now they have a ghost to deal with.
Yeah, and so the ghost writes on the laptop, "I'm sorry I scared you."
Yeah.
And he goes to buy security cameras.
Yes! My whole sentence is, he says he doesn't leave because he feels numb inside, so instead he bought a security system.
Yeah. Yeah, he says he doesn't feel threatened. He feels sympathetic at this point.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of early to be feeling sympathetic, but whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, Layla comes downstairs, clearly possessed, puts a blanket on him, and then the ghost, like, turns the camera around. And he's like, oh my god.
Why would she do that? Like, telling what we know now?
To show him that she's there, I think.
Oh, also because he didn't tell Layla about the cameras. So yeah. Maybe it was, like, her saying, like, yeah, I am in Layla.
Yeah.
Because Layla doesn't know about the cameras, but me ghost.
Yeah, and so then he goes on, like, some paranormal forums at this point. Maybe not yet.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 8, maybe?
I didn't write anything about chapter 8.
Okay. They're hanging out in the pool. And then the ghost plays the piano key. And he gets all stressed. He's like, oh my god, the ghost played the piano. And then they do, like, keys for yes, no.
Okay.
And I don't know. And he asks her a bunch of questions. And then I think she types her name is Willow. And he takes all of Layla's medication.
And then does what?
Goes to sleep.
Oh.
Because he's like, I must be crazy for having interacted with a ghost.
I just wrote, because, like, at first he runs away from this scene, and he's like, oh my gosh, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But then he says, and I quoted it, so I'm guessing it's exactly what he says, I'm not convinced this is something I should be scared of. I'm convinced it's something I should investigate. It's, like, such a strange, I can't get it.
Yeah.
Won't get it.
So, Chad and Aspen come over. Chad is Aspen's husband. We never introduced him, but he was in the first chapter. And so Willow, like, is really hungry, and so she keeps possessing Layla to eat her food.
And Layla doesn't eat anymore.
Yeah, she's not eating a lot since the accident. But he ends up talking to Willow in Layla's body. And Willow explains, like, how she's really hungry and thirsty all the time.
Yeah. And that Layla's always hungry.
Yeah.
Because when she goes inside Layla, she can feel Layla's things.
Yeah. And so, and Willow also says she's, like, scared to leave the bed and breakfast. And then they have, like, a run-in with Aspen where, like, Willow has to act like Layla, and it's weird.
It was weird. Yeah, and it was in this... Okay, well, I feel like this is in the spoiler. If it is, we can just cut it out and keep going. Because at this point, I was like, he's going to fall in love with Willow.
I mean, it's pretty clear. Like, he's, like, pretty into Willow.
He's pretty into her. And, like, even before I mentioned in a couple chapters back, like, Layla is, like, Layla when Willow's inside her is, like, good and kind and, like, exuberant. And wait, Layla when Layla is just Layla. Really just sucks right now.
Like, she's just struggling.
Like, she's really struggling, but he has no sympathy for her once he meets Willow.
Yeah.
And we see that as things progress.
Yeah. And so we, like, switch back to the detective perspective. And the detective's like, how often do you use Layla's body without her knowledge? and Leeds is like, not as much as we did at first.
Which is totally a lie. They use her way more by the end.
Yeah, they're, like, constantly. And I think he says he's not in love with Willow
at this point. He doesn't. Yeah.
I didn't label chapter 11.
Okay.
But I wrote, Willow is good with technology.
Yes, because he's, like, desperate to figure her out. He's like, when did you die?
What's your deal? Like, what's up with you?
Yes. And he, like, I think at that point, the reason you wrote that was, like, he must have been dying. He assumes she must have died recently because she knows how to use technology, where, like, a 500-year-old ghost
doesn't know that.
He'd be like, where's my quill?
Yeah. whereas she doesn't really, she's not really interested in being, figuring her shit out. And he's like, what if I'm here to help you? And she's like, what if I'm here to help you? They talk about that Willow, like, tries not to spy on them, but she, like, is still kind of casually observing them most of the time. And he feels really sad that she's, like, so lonely. Yeah, so chapter 12. Chapter 12 is actually, I think, where, for me, things started to get kind of crazy, where I was like, whoa, what have I gotten into?
Yes.
Layla wants to go out, and they go and...
They go to get tacos.
Yeah, they go to get tacos, but she doesn't really eat anything. She just has, like, 4 margaritas and is super drunk. And
so he takes her food home so that Willow can possess her later to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, just, like, as a second thought to that, he justifies it because he's like, oh, Layla doesn't eat enough, so, like, at least Willow will eat for her.
Yeah, but it... I was like, it's still her body, like...
It's like
you wouldn't allow the ghost to eat poison, like,
no,
because it's someone else's body.
Yes,
like, it's just.
But he says, like, well, it's so hard to draw the line because, like, it's supernatural. Like, I've never dealt with this kind of thing before.
And I'm like, it's giving me bad vibes. I feel like you should be thinking that.
Yeah, very bad vibes.
Yeah, and so.
And then chapter 12 hits, and you're like, okay.
Oh, these are some bad vibes. Yeah. Because he's like, God, I want her to hurry up and just pass out already because she's, like, drunk.
Yeah.
And he's like, pass out so that Willow can have your body because I miss Willow so badly.
Yeah. Like, he did not want to go get tacos. He wanted her to go to bed early so he could be with Willow. And so what he does is...
He tries to drug her.
With her extra dose of her medication, basically, right?
He, like, tries to mix it into a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And Willow stops him.
Thankfully.
But I was like, all caps, he drugs her. And I was like, okay, Leeds, I'm getting a little sketched out by your behavior here, sir. Yes.
I wrote, okay, he's losing his attractiveness by the minute. You started so strong!
Yeah, he really did. And there's a lot of things that he does that kind of, hit that. So then Willow eats the tacos.
Because that's really important.
Yeah. And I wrote, I guess he killed what's-her-name, Sable Gun Lady?
Yeah, it's because it's kind of like implied at some point that he regrets what happened that day. And I was like, well.
Well, obviously you killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wrote in this one that I was like, okay, Willow is way better than Leeds. Like, come on, Leeds.
Yeah.
Get it together. Like, Willow's really worried about Layla. She's like, maybe I should stop using her.
And yeah.
Like, we definitely shouldn't drug her. And Leeds is like, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. And so she wants to go in the pool. So, like, Willow swims in the pool. And then he has to, like, wash and dry the bathing suit so that Layla won't figure it out. And it's, like, this insane gaslighting thing. And then she talks about not wanting to, like, move on to a next life.
Yes.
Because it kind of is like suicide in a way.
Yeah, because she was like, what's to say that...
Like, it doesn't end after this.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I shouldn't have been pressuring you to...
Move on. Yeah.
But he's also talking to this guy in the chat room, the ghost chat room. And, like, this guy is like, I can help you with your ghost.
Yeah.
Chapter 13, he wonders if Willow would ever pretend to be Layla. But then... reasons to himself, he's like, no, she wouldn't do that. Willow's so good. I love Willow.
So what you mean is, like, that she would go into Layla and pretend to be Layla with him.
Yeah.
And that he doesn't know that that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. I vaguely remember that. I just wrote, the lines are getting really blurry here between Layla and Willow. And he admits to himself that he likes Willow more than Layla. I'm like, boy.
Yeah. And he's, like, gaslighting Layla at this point because she, like, finds popcorn in her teeth from when they were watching the movie together.
Yes.
And he's like, Oh yeah.
You had popcorn last night.
You were just so drunk. You just didn't remember.
Yeah.
And
it's not good.
Yeah. And then he, like, bargains with her to, like, stay longer because he wants to stay for Willow. And he's like, you can take any Instagram photos of me that you want. And I will just let me stay a little bit longer.
Yes, because she's, like, obsessed with this, like, making him Instagram famous. It's, like, what brings her joy since the accident.
Is making him Instagram famous. Yeah, and then he talks to Willow, and she listens to his music, while in Layla, obviously. And then Willow points out, Willow knows that he has the ring, because he bought this engagement ring for Layla, And Willow's like,
you're not hiding it well. She's going to find it. That's what I remember from that scene. Is there more?
There's also Willow's like, Layla really loves you. Like, she really loves you.
Oh, yeah. Because she can also sense her, like, feelings.
She can. And she, so she can access.
She tries not to, but some, she said some of them are just so powerful.
Yeah.
And one of them is that she really loves you.
Yeah.
Which should make him feel more ashamed of what his behavior has been.
But
he's like, but Willow, you're amazing.
I love you, Willow the ghost. You're so perfect. So he is, there's a storm coming and he's irritated that it's keeping Layla awake. And he's like, just go to sleep already so I can hang out with Willow. And so he thinks about buying the house and just like doing weekends with Willow, like taking Layla so there messy. On weekends. It's so like, I was like, this is such a cheating, like, this is literally like you want the ghost as your mistress, but you have to bring your girlfriend there. So that you, the ghost can possess her body and you can sleep with it. Like, it, these are his thoughts, and you're just like, Leeds, you insane person.
I started thinking at this point too, like, boy, just like do the texting thing with her. Like, you don't need Layla's body.
He likes it, though.
He likes it, I know. But I was like, you're, yeah, it's just so wrong. Like, you could, so I also thought to myself, why can't Willow go into your body?
Because then they wouldn't get to hang out.
I guess so, but who cares?
Yeah.
Be she kind.
Could, yeah, she could eat tacos in his body.
And then, like, chat on IM.
Yeah.
With him.
But no.
No, it has to be the Layla way.
Yeah, so he acknowledges that he has feelings for Willow.
This is during the interview.
Is it? Yeah, okay. And then we're on to chapter 15?
Yeah. I the other comment I wrote, which I don't really understand, which is why I'm paused, was that I wrote, he also thinks he has a worthy excuse for why he basically stopped caring about what Layla needs and wants. But what was the excuse?
I don't know.
He says this to the interview man, but the detective, but...
I think he, because he wants to help Willow.
I guess so.
That's his excuse. So, chapter 15, Layla finds the ring.
But he also has simultaneously decided, I don't love this woman at all.
Yeah.
Which he realizes as she gives him a blowjob in the bathroom.
It's crazy. Yeah, so he's, like, getting blown. And he's like, I love Willow. So he's just, like, looking at Layla and being like, really wish this was Willow right now.
Yes. Doesn't he have... is it in this one? Or wait, it comes later. Anyway, she gives him multiple blowjobs now. It's like, it wasn't a lot of sex, and now it's like, let's just keep him. But, like, he says that he has to think of Willow to even get hard.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to give him a blowjob, and he's like, I don't want that. And then she's like, I'm doing it. And then he's like, okay, I better think of Willow so that, like...
Because he's just proposed to her.
Yeah.
Like...
And the reason...
No, he hasn't just proposed to her. Sorry,
no,
I lied.
She has found the ring.
She found the ring, and Willow tells him that
she found the ring. But she doesn't tell him, but she's super excited because she's like...
He's going to propose. So she wants to give him
a blowjob. Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
We remembered the book.
Yeah.
We do.
Spoiler. He's going to propose. the second... Okay, I don't know if this is the worst line or the best line. It was insane to me.
Okay.
It's for this blowjob. Swallowing every last bit of deception I've been handing her. It's how he described the end of the blowjob.
Doesn't he also comment that she, like, actually swallows what she doesn't normally do?
But she's swallowing the deception as well.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. I was like, oh no.
Like, you're watching, you're like reading this, you're like, it's train wreck. This is insane.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, yeah. So yeah, Willow talks about, she like drove the last owner into selling the place, and that's why it's for sale and why they're able to rent it without anyone being there.
Yeah.
And Leeds is like, I was really sad before, but Willow, you're making me happy.
Except for, are you in chapter 16?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he goes, because he also is, like, decided things might, we might have taken things a little too far here. Like,
Yeah, that was a little sketchy what I just did. Where I pretended that my girlfriend was this ghost.
So that I could get hard and she could stay content.
Yeah.
So that she won't leave, because if she leaves, then I don't have my ghost.
Yeah, I can't.
But instead of, like, so he's, like, kind of says that to her, like, we should probably cool it.
Yeah.
And then they kiss instead.
Okay, well, he also, he places an offer on the house.
Oh, yeah. This boy.
He's just, yeah, he, like.
Without telling Layla, he's like, it'll be a surprise! She's gonna love it! Even though she's been miserable since they've been here, because she's exhausted and he's ignored her.
And she keeps gaining weight because Willow keeps eating food. Yeah, and then.
And she keeps having memory gaps because she's like, where was I?
Yeah, and so she's exhausted because, like, Willow stays up all night to talk to Leeds while in her body.
Yes.
So he also gets a message from Ghost Hunter Guy through the forum.
But Willow's like, no, no. Because she still has the thing, like, what if she's afraid that the afterlife is nothing, and at least here she has something, and she also has Leeds, because she also enjoys him, but she cares a little bit more about Layla than he does.
Which, yeah.
Come on, boy. Like,
yeah.
This girl that Willow does not know Layla.
Yeah.
You know her.
You're dating her. Like, she got shot for you. Like, so yeah, he tells Willow about putting an offer on the house, and then Willow's like, oh my god, you love me, and then they kiss. And then it makes everything much worse. Like, he's like...
Because then he's like,
this is really weird. And I was like, yeah, this is a very weird consent line that you're kind of crossing. Like, I know that your girlfriend would allow you to kiss her, but it's still, like, it's weird. It's, when possession is involved, it's things happen to people's bodies that they wouldn't necessarily want. So, yeah, then he wakes up the next morning, and the realtor came, and Layla is, like, pissed, because she's like, you put an offer on a house without even mentioning it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And a house, I don't want to be a...
Like, I don't want to live here. Yeah.
Layla has no desire to come back to this place.
Yeah. And he was like, it was a surprise. We fell in love here. Like, what are you talking about? And so then he proposes, because he's so scared of losing Willow.
Yes.
Like, that's... His fear is, like, he's like, I can't lose Willow.
Yeah, I just wrote, they get in a huge fight, and he manipulates her into thinking he still loves her. Yes. He's an ass.
Yeah! So, he mentions that he bought the ring right when they were in the hospital. And so then Layla accuses him of, buying the ring and then doubting
their relationship.
The relationship for 6 months. Yeah. While he tried to, like, decide whether to actually propose or not. Yeah.
And he's like, no, I didn't do that.
This was all, yeah. And he has been doubting the relationship for the past six months.
But he doesn't want her to leave. So he pretends that they're still in love.
And then, because he's proposed, and Layla is now super in love with him because he proposed, now they have sex. And he really wishes it was Willow.
Yes, him and Layla have sex.
Yeah. Sorry.
I started reading... And I got confused.
Yeah. And then Willow gets in Layla's body later. And she, like, showers. Because they've just had sex.
And she feels uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it's really weird. I was like, this is just bananas. I wrote, what if Willow is Sable? And then I was like, Willow can't be Sable. Because in present day, him and Willow are buds. And they're talking to the detective. I think they talk about that night. And it's, like, confirmed that Leeds killed Sable.
So what I have is, in chapter 18, he reveals to Willow that he did kill Sable that day. But Willow knows stuff about that day that only Leeds would know.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
It was only Leeds or Sable would know. Yes. It was about the fan club thing.
Right.
That Sable had a fan club of him before. And so he's, like, that's something Layla doesn't know.
Yes.
So he... There's, like, a
because,
moment.
Like... Because he questions, I remember, he questions Willow, like, how do you know that? And she's like, well, it must have been in Willow's, or in Layla's head. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it was not in Layla's head. I never told her about the fan club.
Yeah.
So now he thinks Willow is Sable.
Yes. And then, but then I was like, Willow is not Sable because in present day, they're just buds. Like,
yes.
Him and Willow.
They vaguely try to explain that.
Yeah.
Away quickly, but we find out more things.
And then, so Willow is all like, even if I am Sable, like, I'm a different entity now.
Yes.
Like, I didn't shoot you.
I don't remember that person. You know me. I'm good. I'm not evil. But he tries to leave. Yeah. So he, like, he gets up. He's like, we're going. We've got to get out of here. And takes Layla with her. Like, but Layla's partially possessed and, like, half freaking out. And he's like, we got to go.
And then Willow will take over and be like, I didn't do that. I'm fine. I'm not Sable. And then he'll let Layla Willow will let Layla back in, and then Layla will be like,
"What happened?"
Losing her, and she's
so now she is
out.
Like truly freaking out.
Yeah.
But Willow convinces him to stay because he's like, "I must know the truth at least."
Yeah. So they like get as far as the car, and then he's like, "Just kidding. I care so much about Willow, even if she is Sable. I need to know." And so then he puts everything back in like exact order as it was, so that Willow can like lay Layla down, and then Layla will like think that she was dreaming. And like the gaslighting is insane.
She doesn't fall for it, everybody. Yeah. He wakes up like something's going on here.
Yeah. And so then he has to tie Layla up, and then he like records this video with Willow where like Willow is like, "I'm in your body," essentially, and shows it to Layla, and Layla's like, "Nope. No, 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 no."
Okay, see, it was at this point where I'm like, I totally get this, like, I want to know the truth thing.
Yeah.
But you don't need Layla's body for that.
You can just stay here with Willow. You can just type things to each other.
Yeah.
Like, you can let Layla go.
Yeah.
Like,
but he's like, no.
No.
I need to know the truth while Willow's in Layla's body.
Yeah. And, you know, I might want to have sex with her later, so this needs to be here.
It's so terrible. I'm like, dude, you don't need her.
Yeah. And
let
she's...
Let her go.
Not happy. Like, no. She's not okay right now.
Like, she thinks you've gone psycho. Yeah. Serial killer on her.
And you kind of have. Like... And, so yeah, the detective guy is a ghost inside someone else's body, possessing someone's body. Is that chapter 21? Because 22 is the ghost asks Willow to go into Leeds.
Yeah, I'm looking. We went really quick through, like, chapter 19, 20, and 21.
Oh, sorry. I think I was, like, just, like, flying through, like, what the heck?
Yeah, at this point, too, like, Layla had, or not Layla, Willow had been, like, kind of
sympathetic
towards Layla. And I guess she still is. Mm-hmm. But again, like, you don't need her. Don't need her.
Release her. Yeah. Yeah, so it's revealed that this detective guy that he's been talking to is a ghost inside Jiffy Lube guy's body. And so then the ghost asks Willow to go into Leeds instead. Mm-hmm. Because they've figured out that there are Layla memories and Sable memories when Willow is inside Layla.
Willow memories.
Sorry, there's Layla and Sable memories inside Layla that Willow sees when Willow is in there. When Willow is not in Layla, she doesn't remember anything.
Yes.
So maybe that's why they need to keep Layla's body. Still, I know.
So then the detective guy is like, "Let's put you in Leeds and see
what
comes
memories
up.
You have." Yeah. Yeah. He also asks to see Layla's medical records.
He's on to something that I haven't figured out yet.
Had you not figured it out at this point? I was, like, pretty on it.
I'll tell you the stuff that I wrote that started to make me go, hmm. But, like, I don't know if it was... Sometimes I'm just, like, so into it that I can't process until after it's happened.
Yeah. Once Willow was talking about Sable's memories being inside Layla, I was like, okay, Sable's spirit is somehow also inside Layla. But at that point, I was like, okay, there's still Willow, Layla, and Sable. Because, yeah, is this the reveal? I feel like this is the reveal.
Yeah, so she goes into Leeds. Obviously, Leeds doesn't remember, but he goes, "Wow, I really shouldn't have been doing this to Layla because that was awful."
Shocker! And so then, yeah, Leeds watches.
But the man has some big revelations. That's what I've written.
Yeah.
So, and Willow also comments. As soon as she's out in Layla, she's like, "That was awful. I want to be only in Layla."
Yeah.
And it's like, why only Layla?
Yeah. And so then the detective had taken a video of Leeds while Willow was inside him. And then
Leeds could see.
Yeah. So then he shows the video to Leeds. And it's revealed that when Willow is inside Leeds, she has Leeds' memories and also Layla's memories of the events, and then also of, like, being at the bed and breakfast. And he asks, like, what Leeds' first impression of Layla was, and Willow, oh my god, Willow, inside of Leeds, says he thought I was a terrible dancer. Yeah. And that reveals that she is Layla.
Yes.
So Willow is Layla. And the thing inside Layla is Sable.
Yes. So basically, the detective man explains that the two of them died at the exact same second, and their spirits got, fought for control. Sable's spirit won and went into the body of Layla. Layla's spirit was lost because Sable died.
Yes. And, yeah. And Layla was resuscitated and,
Yes, but Layla's body was resuscitated with Sable inside of her.
Yeah.
And Layla's spirit returned to the bed and breakfast because it meant so much to her and Leeds.
Yeah, and so she was like, her spirit went there hoping Leeds would find her again. And he, like, confirms this by, like, asking Willow some questions. Like, he's like, Willow, what's the deadliest time of day?
Yes, which I was telling, I don't believe that's the deadliest time of day for car crashes. Because what she told him on their one-night stand night became a relationship.
Yeah.
Was that the most deadliest time for car crashes was 11 a.m.?
It was for car crashes? I thought it was so. Just you die.
Was it the most... see, maybe I just filled that in with car crashes because I was like, that can't be true. Maybe it's the most deadliest time.
I don't know. But yeah, she... So, and then at some point during the story, he asked Sable inside Layla.
And she didn't.
And she couldn't.
He, like, referenced it. And she had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So, like, again, it was one of those things where you look back and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Because there was those things. She's also so obsessed with Instagram, which Sable was, and Layla never cared. Mm-hmm. And then the whole eating thing. That was the comment that I wrote.
Yeah.
Was, like, she's bulimic, which is totally what Sable was, 100%. Like, yeah. It's like Layla, like, I wrote, like, it's kind of like Layla's becoming Sable.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, oh, you wrote that at one point. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And then the reason that Layla had punched the mirror at that one time was because Sable still has trouble, like, recognizing herself in the mirror and struggles with that because Layla's body has memories of being Layla, but Sable has to kind of, like, go looking to find them.
Yeah.
So Sable's, like, constantly trying to act like Layla and struggling because she knows deep down that she's not
Layla. But, like, they tell her and she doesn't believe it. Like,
yeah.
Poor girl.
Technically
she's a attempted murderer, but also
she was like struggling with so many mental illnesses and then she gets like she's in this insane situation and I'm like that's so hard, like I don't know what I would do in that. You know, you just like you would just move on, right? Like people would be like, this is your boyfriend who you are in love with, like it's crazy. And then the ghost detective guy is just like, yeah, I don't know what to do about that.
See ya later.
I figured it out. Bye.
And off he goes.
Yeah. And so then Leeds like confronts Sable about it. And he's like, you're Sable inside Layla's body. And like, I was just like, she didn't like
do this on purpose.
Like, she's clearly not very happy. Like, yeah. I know you want Layla, but, like, this is just how things are, Leeds. And then Layla figures out a solution. Layla has an idea.
Wait, I have a thing to say.
Yeah?
I just wrote, okay, because, like, you know that thing, violence begets violence? Mm-hmm. Is that the I wrote, violence begets accidental soul switching.
Yeah.
Because it was like, he's like so mad at Sable. I'm like, this is your fault.
You shot her. Sable. I know. Like, yes, it's Sable's fault initially, but like, it was a messy situation.
I guess it was just that whole vibe of like, so many people are like, I need a gun to protect myself. I'm like, look what happens, people.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend dies and your ex-girlfriend ends up in her body. And then you tie her up to the bed. This is the consequences.
And then the end of the book happens, which is the craziest part to me. This is bonkers.
Okay.
So, Layla, Willow, we're going to stop calling her Willow. Willow is dead now.
Yes.
We are only Layla and Sable.
Okay.
So, Layla comes up with this brilliant plan. She's like, I need to get back into my body.
Yes.
Because...
it's my body. I deserve it.
It's my body and I deserve it. And also, like, if we keep doing this possessing Sable thing... Willow has to, like, get out of Sable to sleep properly, and like the body gets tired essentially, and then when Sable is in it, Sable's going to be freaking out.
Yes, like it's not like this is not maintainable.
Yeah.
Sable's body is slowly degrading.
Yeah, like we can't do this.
Yes.
As it is. And Layla wants to get back in her body because she's like, that's mine.
Which I think was fair.
That's reasonable.
Yes.
Now, the way she decides to go about this is she's like, you have to kill me.
Kill the body.
Yeah, so that I can kick Sable out.
And get back in.
And get back in. And
but what other solution would there be? Like?
I'm not saying there's a better solution.
The way they take her, the way they kill her, though.
Yeah. So Layla is like, okay, I just need to drown, and then you will resuscitate me, and then I will quickly get in before Sable does, and this will all be great.
Yes.
So she's like, Leeds, you need to do this because yes. I couldn't drown myself.
Yes.
And so he does it. He holds them.
Wait. It's also important to note that they do this the night that Aspen and Chad are here visiting again.
Aspen is a nurse.
And they've already, like, Aspen's already super suspicious of Leeds. Because, like, during the night, during the lunch or dinner or whatever, Sable escaped and was like, he's holding me against my will!
And she has, like, marks on her wrists because, like, she's tied to the bed.
And then, like, Layla goes back in to her body and she's like, it's fine.
It was a weird joke. Her sister's like, I am sketched out by your man. Like, he seems like he might be abusing you.
And then he drowns her in the pool.
He drowns her in the pool.
Okay, and they decide, like, so Layla's in the body right before the drowning, right? And they're like, I'm going to leave the body so that Sable is the one being drowned. Because that will be, like, disorienting and terrible for her. And I'll have a better chance of beating her for my body back.
And I'm like, holy shit, that's so cruel. Like, it's insane. And so he does it.
Yeah.
He literally, like, holds her under the... And he's, like, got her hair.
Yeah.
And, like, is, like, crouched on top of,
like,
her
what
body.
Are the ramifications of that to him emotionally and mentally?
He, like, looks up and he's like, yeah, it's nothing. And she's like scratching his arms and like struggling,
like terrible.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my. And I was just like, Layla, do you want to be with a man that can for sure drown you? Yeah. Like, no problem. Like, he didn't even question it. He was like, I can drown her.
Yeah. I mean, he questioned the process. He did not want her to kill her.
Yeah, like, he didn't want to, but once when it came down to it, he was like,
I'll do it.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
It's love, Lainey.
Yeah.
It's love.
It's love. I'll drown you.
So now she's out of the pool, and Layla had this great plan, because she's like, Aspen's a nurse, so, like, she'll resuscitate me. It's perfect. So, like, Leeds has to call for help. Aspen, like, resuscitates. Mm-hmm. They do the police thing, and then Aspen is like, you can't come with us. I think you did this.
Because he's got, like, scratches all over his arm.
He's like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, what are the scratches there for?
He's like, it's no big deal. Everything's fine. And Aspen's like, what the heck? Like, she's so alarmed. And rightfully so. And, and then the book ends. And they move to Montana.
Yeah. I'm seeing what else I wrote.
Yeah. All I wrote was, like, he drowns her. OMG. Like,
I also just wrote of, like, how, I mean, okay, so he's drowned her, and now he's, like, waiting, because they don't know if she's alive or dead, and, like, if she's dead, he's going to jail,
and
100%.
And he, like, killed her.
He kills Sable twice.
Yeah.
And he kills his girlfriend's body once. I'm like, this boy is gonna, like, have problems for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and, like, I was like, okay, I feel like they're justifying it. They're like, he already killed Sable, whatever. And I'm like, it's very different kinds of killings. And this one was very cruel.
Yeah.
Like
what are the worst ways people say to die?
Yeah. It sounded like it. It's just like him being capable of doing it. I turned to Alex and I was like, if I asked you to, could you drown me?
What did he say?
He said, yeah, sure, anything. And I was like, well, that's concerning and not the answer I was looking for at all.
All right, well, this is the end. We're having to rate this boy.
Okay, let me pull up my
Okay,
list.
So I... Yeah. So this is what I felt like the author was trying to accomplish. Yeah. I think she was trying to do this thing where it was like, you're still going to love him because you find out it was Layla all along. And so, like, he never cheated
on her. He never
the girl that he really loved, he treated well the whole way through. So, like, it's fine. That's kind of, like, the vibe I was thinking. Because, like,
he cheated on his girlfriend with his girlfriend.
Yeah, like, it's okay because...
Sable was the imposter. And, like...
So it's okay that these are the behaviors he exhibited because, like, he was just fighting to get the love of his life back.
And, like, the villainizing of mentally ill. Like, Sable deserved it because she was mentally ill. Mm-hmm. Like, that just is, like, kind of not okay. Like, I don't feel like the mentally ill deserve to be drowned in pools. That just doesn't feel okay. And guys that are capable of drowning a human being that they are supposed to love.
Okay, like, wait. So if we're basing this on just how many, like, murders, the guy in last place right now murdered his girlfriend, like, got some, like, she died because of him. No, not the guy in second to last place, right?
No. Go-Go is in second to last
who?
Place.
Who?
Go-Go.
Oh. Who's the guy who accidentally, like, killed his girlfriend?
That was Jackson. He's in 10th.
Okay.
So we've got 12 on the list right now.
Uh-huh.
The bottom do you want to do... So, Callias... Yeah, okay. Innkeeper does not kill anyone. No. He's in 6th.
No.
In 7th is Callias. He kills people.
Yeah, but not in the same way.
No. Not in, like, as... Okay, so he's below Callias, you think? He was so hot
he
at
was
the
so
beginning.
Hot. This is the balance where it's, like...
Hot.
Callias, I never thought, oh, he's hot.
Yeah.
But, like... What's his name again?
Leeds.
Did have moments of, like, oh.
He's hot.
Yeah.
But he also, like, really brutally killed people.
Yes. 3 times.
3.
I'm counting Layla's body as a time. He killed Sable twice. And he, like, to me, the fact that he actually killed the body of his girlfriend, like, that can't just be, like, a non-issue.
I know.
I say 3.
I felt like she was going, like, the author might have been going for, like, a Romeo and Juliet vibe. Like, you can kill me. And that's how much you love me. And I was just like, it's so alarming. Like, talk about red flags. Like, he's willing and able to kill your body.
And, like, Aspen's never going to trust you again. Like, she's definitely going to think
And rightfully that, like, so.
Imposter syndrome. Is that what it's called? No. What's that called?
It's not imposter syndrome.
What's that syndrome called when you fall in love with your kidnapper?
Oh, Stockholm.
Stockholm syndrome.
This is like imposter syndrome. Like, this is a weird version of imposter syndrome.
And Stockholm syndrome. All wrapped up in the one. But, like, that's 100% what Aspen is going to, like, she's going to think for the rest of her life that Layla is, like, falling in love.
Being held against her will at all times because he's like, I will drown you if you leave me. He can and he will.
Okay, so who's after Callias?
Chase.
And then?
Mac Flannery.
And then?
Jackson, because Jackson also had...
Jackson got someone
killed.
Caused the girl that he falls in love with to die.
Yeah. And then Go-Go was just unattractive and boring.
Yeah, so boring.
Combined. And then Travis is at the bottom.
Mm.
Travis didn't even kill anyone.
I know. He was just awful.
Yeah. But he, like, was, like, annoying to read as well as being...
Yeah. I don't feel like this guy was as annoying to read.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Feel like our criteria is messy.
I know. Just, like, listing is insane. We need, like, killers
ranking.
And yeah. Like, we need, like a multiple
how
axes.
Was
yeah.
How entertaining
like a,
was
like
it?
Like a 3D scale of, like, where we rate them.
Yeah. Okay, my instinct, I mean, he was more interesting because, like, we put Mac Flannery low because he was boring too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was definitely more interesting than them, but, like, we're doing attractiveness.
Should we put him above Callias, then? Because technically that can just still be the killing line.
Yes. I guess so. And he was more attractive than Callias.
Yeah.
For sure. In the beginning. Like, there's no moments that I was like, Callias is attractive.
Yeah. Oh, but Callias' killings were just nicer.
So what about just below Callias?
I could put him either below or above Callias. It's based on your decision, like, on how much killing impacts attractiveness.
Probably below. I mean, by the end of the book, I feel like, I guess that's true. Like, by the end of the book, I think I probably hated him more than I hated Callias.
Yeah.
She was good at making a switch really quick.
Yeah. And that was a weird, I feel like at the end of the book, I was supposed to be in love with him again.
I know.
But I was just, like, horrified by him. I was like, you are a monster.
Yes. 100% agree. I 100% think that's what her goal was, and I just don't. I think she failed at that. Maybe some people would.
Maybe someone's going to be like, wow, it's so romantic. He killed me for me. But, yeah. Under Callias, then?
Sure.
Okay. Pyrrho, still at the top. Our bottom numbers are, like, doing well. We need to get some more top-ranking boys.
Yeah.
But these ones are so fun. Like,
they're so fun.
He was so chaotic.
It was so chaotic. The one I'm reading right now, where you're going to love it, too.
Oh, great.
Well, that's it, friends. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Women Writing Men. Yeah. Or go to our Patreon.
Or go to our website.
Or go to our website. We just got all the things now. Yeah. It's growing.
Yeah.